Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Commuting in Cork City is, as many of you will know, famously complicated, but Examiner journalist Michael Moynihan says his journey to work is filled with danger. Good morning, Michael.
Gareth, how are you?
I'm good. It's nice to talk to you, Michael. When you say filled with danger, what do you mean? I found this morning coming in along the South Link, it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and welcome back to the airwaves yourself, Gareth, as well, obviously, before I get going. Yeah, I suppose, look, a pal of mine in Dublin was on the phone and saying he had a terrible commute across Dublin, which obviously is a lot of traffic challenges itself. And I felt I had to correct him that we weren't driving through pastures and meadows here. And when I broke down my commute from Ballinock across to Blackpool, which isn't that long, but crosses the city, I actually kind of found myself enumerating a lot of, you know, kind of, as you say, places that would make you feel pretty uncomfortable, and it wouldn't take much for something to go maybe seriously wrong, but certainly for traffic to back up and for people to take chances and to overtake and so on and so forth. And I just, once I started listing it, there didn't seem to be any shortage of potential flashpoints.
Is it because the cars now have become too big for the roads that we have here in the city?
Well, it's ironic you mentioned that. I was actually coming back and I stopped in a Tesco Express on the Douglas Road, and I have an ordinary car, but there was a person in a kind of a Dukes of Hazzard truck who was taking up two spaces back to back right next to me. Yeah. I just wonder how they get into parking guards. I think it's a combination of factors. Obviously, you know, you need only look at the city streets, and you see large SUVs and Chelsea tractors, and you're kind of wondering what is the point of these things, you know, in the middle of the city. I think obviously it's parts of the city are quite old and were never designed for vast volumes of traffic. You have a lot of traffic now that's, for various reasons, has to cross the city for people to get to work. And like your previous caller said, it only takes one breakdown or one, you know, fender bender or a truck takes a corner. And it seems as if the whole system kind of breaks down, that if there's one problem over here, we say kind of near the Jacklands Tunnel, that affects Douglas and Blackrock, and that affects the city centre, what's coming out. And the whole thing just seems to break down very quickly in a kind of a domino effect.
Mm. So what's the solution? I don't think there is a solution, is there?
Well, I suppose, I think it's an old precept in urban planning that the more roads you build, the more traffic you generate. Mm. And the more parking you offer, the more traffic you generate towards the parking. I mean, it's a bit radical, but I would think actually removing traffic in its entirety from the kind of central island, you know, not in a kind of, you know, like we had in Patrick Street, a supposed exclusion zone, but actually just stopping traffic going through the centre of the city would force us to accommodate that with, you know, bus corridors that would actually lead somewhere that wouldn't be kind of just adding to the traffic. Because it's quite obvious that what we have doesn't work, you know, and it only takes, as I say, one small incident to create gridlock. But whether there's an appetite for that, you know, especially when there isn't a public transport alternative for people to get across the city, you know, it's not always convenient that you live here, but you need to be at work over here and there isn't a direct bus route. You know, it needs to be a coordinated effort. I suppose what I was just trying to point out was that, look, It's stressful, and it's okay to be stressed about it because everybody else is stressed as well. And like the element of personal responsibility comes into that too. You know, we can't just blame city council. People have to say to themselves, you know, my needs and my desire to get somewhere don't supersede everybody else in this queue for traffic, which is something we all see on a regular basis.
And very few people seem to heed the yellow boxes and the red traffic lights anymore, from my experience, particularly coming in around the Elysian there and onto Albert Street. You've four sets of traffic lights as you head out onto the bridge. And it's chaotic. It was chaotic at 7:15 this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's a particular bugbear of mine, because there is a yellow box, and you can say, well, at least that's something. But anyone who's driven around the Elysian with it on its left coming through Albert Street will notice that the traffic on Albert Road just comes into the yellow box. And the funny thing is, the traffic on Albert Street just seems, everyone seems to operate to the same principle. We won't go into the yellow box. But the other traffic does. It always strikes me as a really curious psychological phenomenon. Now, I appreciate coming from Albert Road, you kind of say, well, the traffic isn't getting a chance to cross Albert Quay onto the bridge, so I'll have to do that. But it just backs up. You can see frustration. I've seen people hop out of the car and kind of have frank conversations with others. And I mean, again, without blaming someone in particular, there's one of the biggest Garda stations in the country is 50 yards away.
Yeah.
And I actually think if a guard came over in a high-vis jacket, as you say, from, say, 7 to 9, and just stood there, the whole thing would move a lot faster. I mean, it is a real urban legend, but any time the traffic lights fail, even temporarily, the traffic does seem to move a little bit better.
Yeah, it does.
In some places.
They should rename that Victor Meldrew Junction.
Oh, God, yeah. It's, and I mean, in fairness, there are pedestrian crossings, and obviously it's a busy place because people are trying to head towards, you know, off Albert Road and down Albert Road. So people are nipping in and out, and, you know, there's a kind of a half a cycle lane next to that. Then there's plastic bollards. So, I mean, to me, you know, surely, and again, I don't want to blame city council, but going out there, a traffic engineer at 7 in the morning would immediately see their master's thesis in front of them. Here's something we can do. We could change the traffic light circuit. We could have our traffic cop with his white gloves pointing and telling people to go. But, you know, it's extraordinary. I suppose there's a sense that I have to do it every morning. It's a pain in the backside for 10 minutes, and then I forget about it.
Yeah.
And it's not an ongoing issue for people. But, you know, unfortunately, and look, I know to whom I'm speaking, you know, you'd hate for there to be a serious accident, and no one wants to be saying, I told you so. But a lot of these things are easy fixes, I think. But again, you know, people are happy to break the laws of the land when they're driving. That's another interesting psychological phenomenon, and where it comes from, I don't know, because, you know, the people, as we all know, do things in cars that they wouldn't dream of doing if they were walking on the footpath.
Well, I always remember years and years ago, my one and only time that I drove in Boston, and I was caught on an amber, went through it, and then there was no way out the far side, so I was sitting in the middle of a junction, just off what's the name of the big street there? I can't remember what it. There's lots of them, but the cop came over with the white gloves, and I rolled down the window, and he just stood there and looked at me, and he said, "You're killing me," in the Boston accent, and I said, "I'm so sorry." Yeah. I said, "He said, where'd you get your license, in a lucky bag?" And he just stood there, and out came the little jotter. And he just wrote down. Now, I never heard from them again. Mind you, I headed back home to Ireland the following week. But I know it's a bugbear. It's a thorn in the side, and I think probably everybody feels the very same way about it.
Yeah.
But happy driving next week. Anyway, Michael. I hope you have the weekend off.
The irony is, I drove in this morning, and whether it's, again, this is another phenomenon. If it's work from home and people taking the option on Friday. And it was a breeze, sailed through into town and back out again. I'm not sure if Cork is particularly bad. I think older places, you know, kind of like the centre of Dublin, obviously wasn't built for, you know, traffic, and Cork the same. But I mean, it's grim. It's grim going. Yeah.
And I don't know whether you find it. It's Thursday mornings. I call it terrible Thursday. Yesterday was hell. This morning wasn't too bad, as you say. We kind of breezed through pretty quickly. But for some reason, everybody seems to want to be in the city centre in Cork on a Thursday.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend, Michael. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
You too, Gareth.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Michael Moynihan, their Irish Examiner columnist and book reviews. Actually, I should have asked him for a good book for over the weekend.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.